USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As part of the Paycheck Protection Program, the federally funded relief effort designed to assist small businesses, 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates across the country received more than $80 million. The Women's Healthcare Group claims its corporate structure, which separates its affiliates from the national office, makes their independent clinics eligible for the funds. The Small Business Administration, the U.S. government agency tasked with approving the loans, appears to disagree. According to a letter sent to Planned Parenthood affiliates, the SBA preliminarily concluded the clinic was a local affiliate of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, therefore ineligible for the loan under the rules. The loan should be returned immediately, but if Planned Parenthood disagrees with that conclusion, the SBA writes it will conduct a full investigation. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The nation's most populous county is aiming for a July 4th reopening as public health and policy experts say the coronavirus pandemic has stabilized enough to think about economic recovery. Los Angeles County officials set the deadline to reopen restaurants, malls, and retail stores by Independence Day as stay-at-home orders continue to take a toll on nearly every industry from retail to television and film production. Businesses must submit detailed proposals to the county by June 30th, outlining the safety measures they plan to introduce to protect workers and customers. Brazil has now surpassed Russia in total number of confirmed cases with 330,890, according to Johns Hopkins University. The South American country now has the second highest number of cases globally behind only the United States. The worst hit nation in Latin America also reported over 1,000 deaths over the last 24 hours, bringing its total death toll to over 21,000. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Star of film and music is now saving elephants, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
A Pakistani elephant named Kavan will soon be set free into the wild after a long campaign by Cher and a court ruling that said it should be released from the zoo in Islamabad. The High Court has ordered Pakistani officials to work with Sri Lanka, the elephant's native country, to locate a sanctuary within the month. Sometimes the zoo has had to restrain the elephant with chains due to his increasingly aggressive behavior. Elephants are social animals and need to be kept in groups. Cher said the news of the elephant's freedom moved her to tears. She said, "This is one of the greatest moments in my life." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hertz filed for bankruptcy protection, unable to withstand the coronavirus pandemic that has hurt global travel and with it the heavily indebted 102-year-old car rental company's business. The Florida-based company's lenders are unable to grant another extension on its auto lease debt payments past the deadline, triggering the filing in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware. Hertz and its subsidiaries will continue to operate according to a release from the company. By the end of March, Hertz Global Holdings, Inc. had racked up $18.7 billion in debt with only $1 billion in available cash. Starting in mid-March, the company, whose car rental brands also include Dollar and Thrifty, lost all revenue when travel shut down due to the coronavirus.